Chris, what's the next step for this defense?
Oh, man, you know, we just got to continue to try to get better. You know, who's ever back with us. You know, the reality of the situation is this defense is done. We're not going to be the same defense next year in 2018 that we were in 2017. So, those people that come back and those that join us just got to put their hand in the paddle and be prepared to work hard and win.
Vince, is that what's sad? You're not going to see some of these people in here again. It'll be a different locker room. There'll be some changes at some point.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, it's a disappointing end to the season, especially because of everything we've been through this year. You know, for me personally, this is the most adversity I've ever been through in a football season that had nothing to do with football. I mean, it's crazy. But, yeah, man, just moving past and, you know, the exit of some guys, it's going to be hard.
I think this team might have been overconfident. Is there such a thing as being overconfident?
No, I don't think there's such a thing as being overconfident when you are as talented as we are. You know what I mean? When you have an amazing offense and amazing defense, statistically speaking, I mean, I don't think you can be overconfident.
Is that start with the culture, everybody's focus, keeping our eye on the ball week to week, that kind of general day-to-day stuff?
Yeah, I'm definitely satisfied with it. You know, some things that came out in the media, but that was misrepresented. You know what I mean? I feel like we got it all cleared up. I think that we had our eye on the prize. We just didn't, you know, get it done, drop the ball.
You going to root for your buddy James Harrison now?
I'm not rooting for nobody. I hope they all lose.
Does it bother you with how they acted that Jacksonville did after the game?
And nah, man. Finish? You know, the winners go to spoils. I planned it on stunt. I was going to stunt hard when we win. You know what I mean? I got a close friend, Telvin Smith. He's a linebacker. We played at Florida State together. I couldn't wait to talk trash to him, so that's what expected. You know what I mean? I can't be mad at those guys for being happy. They just did something that has been done in Jacksonville in a very long time. So kudos to those guys.
Do you think they fed off some of the stuff that came out of this locker room about the Patriots being mentioned? Is that gave them more motivation?
I don't know what they use as motivation, you know what I mean? Anything can be used as motivation. You know, it just depends on what you're into personally. So I don't know what they use.
Vince, when you said this is the most adversity you've faced in a year, and obviously Ryan and James leaving, what else were you talking about? What else?
I'm talking about the incident in Chicago where we were misunderstood with the incident with Al. You know, that was crazy. I'm talking about the Martavius tweets. You know, that was crazy. Just some other things. AB getting hurt, you know, him missing some time. You know, that was difficult. Ben saying after the first Jacksonville game that he didn't know if he still had it. You know, all that stuff is adversity. Even build up into the season where we had L. Bell have a kind of hold out, not be at camp. You know, we just had, like, a lot of media adversity this year. It's the most I've ever been a part of since I was a Steeler.
Would it help next year if things were quieter?
No, I can't really say that. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, we were 11-3. We had a bye week. We had a great year in spite of all that adversity. So, to be honest with you, I kind of think it helped with the continuity of this team because we had so much trouble stuff that we had to overcome that it made us grow together.
Does it bother you? Is that drama at all?
I mean, it's drama, but I mean, the NFL is sports entertainment at the end of the day. I can't really take that out of it. I think you got people who create drama out of any situation. I just think that we had an abundance of it this year, more than I had ever experienced as a Steeler.
Mike say anything about it in the meeting?
Who?
Mike Tomlin?
No, he didn't say anything about that.
A lot of people, you were crediting the Steelers fans for the way they reacted to the game on Twitter last night, but a lot of people also were very critical of your coaches. Tomlin, the two coordinators. What do you guys think when you hear that criticism after, especially after a loss, after a season like you had this year?
Man, y'all know how Yinzers are, man. They just like us, know what I mean? I mean, when you have a city of people that love Pittsburgh Steelers as much as they do, and I understand how they could be that emotional and that upset. And, you know, I can't blame them because they invest as much into this as we invest in as players. So, you know, I understand that they're going to have some anger, but, you know, as the emotion starts to trickle out of it, you know, as the days go by and the Super Bowl pass, I think they'll look back and realize that we had a special unit this year, and in spite of a lot of adversity, that we actually performed really well.
How long will what happened on the field yesterday bother you?
Oh, it's going to bother me all the way until OTAs. I mean, I just don't get over things. I'm kind of sensitive in that way.
You were talking about adversity. Did you notice it was adversity at the time, or do you look back at it now and view it?
Oh, yeah, we definitely knew it was adversity at the time. It was obvious.
Because of all the talent on both sides of the ball, does it feel like a lost or even wasted opportunity this year?
Every time you don't win the Super Bowl, it's a wasted opportunity. You know what I mean? You got guys that play in this league for a long period of time that don't even get the opportunity to go to the playoffs. So in any capacity, when you come up short, you know you failed.